time, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. So this is Pure Community Theater. Travis Wilbanks, you are one of the featured performers. Yes, you'll be talking?
Right, I'll be sharing my story.
And what made you decide to be part of this?
I was really excited to be part of something that was giving back to the community, since it's all nonprofit for our PFLAG and Jasmine. Just really excited in general to be able to share my story and maybe affect someone else in the audience.
Can you share with us, I believe you have a little bit of an excerpt you could read on the air for us, just to give people a sense of what they'll see in this theater event.
Sure. Let's
listen.
All right. Caleb and I shared our first kiss on the night we met, and I know that the kiss ended. But sometimes I like to tell myself that time doesn't work that way. That instead of one moment ending and making way for the next, maybe every second that anyone has ever lived is happening all at once. One epic moment in which everything that was or ever will be exists for eternity. If this were true, then even as I stand here telling you my story tonight, at this very moment, two boys are awkwardly standing together in an empty parking lot, sharing a first kiss. And that kiss will never end, not as long as time exists. Some nights I can even make myself believe that. Other nights, when dawn is still hours away and the home movies won't stop playing, like a midnight double feature inside my head, it seems like the kind of thing a guy tells himself who can't accept the truth.
And that's the coming out monologues. Our other Travis, that's just one example of what people will get to experience. This all benefits local organizations like PFLAG and Jasmine. It's pretty powerful to be part of it, isn't it?
It is, and I first heard of the production in 2012. I went and saw it as an audience member, was very moved, wanted to be a part of it very badly, shared my story in 2013, and was lucky enough to be brought on as a production team member this year.
And this is part of WJCT's mission, I should point out, to be a community convener, bringing people together to discuss issues that are important to Northeast Florida. What's the reaction like from people in the audience when that's the first time they've been to this event?
They're very moved. That's a very common reaction, and it's one of the things that makes it a great show is that everything is so real. You know, people are bearing their souls on stage to the audience, and the audience always reacts very well.
Our other Travis, is it scary to do this?
It is. It's a lot that you would normally not share with a stranger, or even sometimes personal people in your lives that are very close to you. So to get up in front of a big group of strangers and share these very private moments in your life is very hard.
But worth it, you think?
I think so. It's been really exciting for me, and I hope that maybe someone in the audience will be able to relate to what I have to say.
We're getting lots of tweets about your discussion. The issue of the human rights ordinance came up in our first segment with mayoral candidate Lenny Curry. People are tweeting us, wow, got to appreciate the irony. this isn't a political show, but in a sense, you are making a political statement by coming out and by doing this publicly, would you say?
I definitely would say so. It's very important to me. For a lot of people, it's just an issue in politics. For me, it's a personal issue. It affects my life.
Yeah, that's not the primary goal, to be political about it. It's very much humans telling human stories. They happen to have an LGBT slant to them, but it's all very human. And that actually leads into our theme this year of love is love. Love is a very human theme. No matter who you are, no matter who you love, it's kind of the same experience, roughly.
Well, we thank you both for being with us, Travis Wilbanks and Travis Hunsberger, both part of this weekend's Coming Out Monologues here at WJCT Studios. It's coming up June 27th and June 28th. Go to comingoutjax.com for tickets. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.